This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Brewer is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, what did we get for number five?
We've got Gigi Hadid, and I don't know if you knew this, you probably did because you're a fashionista, but the Paris Fashion Week was going on this past week, and Gigi Hadid was walking down the old catwalk, and this person just popped up, and you can see videos of it. They just popped up onto the runway and just started walking with the models, and the models just, like, didn't really know what to do, so they just, like, kept walking because they, you know, they got a show to do. And then all of a sudden, Gigi comes out of nowhere and just, like, kind of stops this intruder and gives her a hard time and makes kind of, like, puts up, like, a human blockade of sorts so she can't walk anymore, and then security escorts her out. But Gigi is kind of the hero in this situation. It was very hard to distinguish who the model was and who this intruder was when they were all walking in the line, and so security guards, like, got super confused. But Gigi steps in. I'm calling her the fashion police, because not only is she the fashion police because she's fashionable, but she's also policing the New York Fashion Week, the Paris Fashion Week, I should say. So, yeah, good for Gigi. You know, she's standing her ground.
What happened to the fashion crasher?
The fashion crasher. I don't know. Is that who this person was? The person that hopped in? You're just making up a new name for her?
Making up a new name, like a wedding crasher? Boom.
Right.
Fashion crasher.
Yeah. Oh, I see that. Fashion crasher. So she was like a French comedian of sorts, a YouTube star. And I don't know. I don't even feel like I want to say her name, because then she's just going to get the publicity and it encourages that type of behavior. So I'm not going to say her name. But
thank you.
I'm just going to say that she's a French YouTube star of sorts. I don't condone this kind of behavior. It's kind of selfish. If that's the way you're trying to get famous, don't do it. You got to earn your fame.
No, you're right about that. That's like those weirdo comedians in Europe who like to throw themselves onto famous people's feet and just be weird. I'm like, no, stop it.
Yeah, no, come on. Like, that's just such cheap humor that takes no skill or intelligence. No, I'm not having it. We're not having it here.
No, not here, sir. What we get for number four?
We've got Hocus Pocus, arguably the greatest Halloween movie of all time. Probably is. I don't know if anybody can really say that anything's better, but, you know, we're well into October now, and we got Halloween coming up. So Hocus Pocus is trending just because everybody's like, where can I watch this incredible movie? I mean, if anybody's listening and hasn't watched, you got to watch. It came out in 1993, but it's still just the absolute best. We got Ben Midler, we got Sarah Jessica Parker, we got Kathy Najimy, and it's going to be on a lot of places. So actually, this is another topic of conversation. Do you know that ABC Family is now called the Freeform Channel?
What? I did not.
I don't know. I have no idea what that's about. But the Freeform Channel, formerly known as ABC, they're playing Hocus Pocus over 30 times in the month of October, including a back-to-back marathon on Halloween Day. So you can go online to look at the schedule of that, but they're literally playing it every single day. And then you can watch it on YouTube TV, Hulu, Sling, and like literally anywhere on the streaming services or whatever, you're going to be able to watch it. But there's also been a little bit of search interest because Vanessa Shaw, who played Allison Watts in the movie, she took to Instagram on Wednesday with a photo of the cast. And the caption was, "Oh, crystal ball emoji. Will there be a number two? 'Tis time." So some people are like, whoa, are they going to have a sequel so long after the original? Like, I'm kind of lukewarm on that, but also pretty stoked.
You can't mess with perfection. I'm not going to lie. This is the perfect movie. I mean, I have this on VHS, DVD, and Prime Video, just in case my niece wants to watch it, because I got her into Hocus Pocus. It's a year-round event in this household.
Oh, man, that's great. I totally agree. It is literally perfection. It's such a good movie. And I don't even really like Halloween that much. And to me, Halloween's just a road apple in the way to Christmas and Thanksgiving. But Hocus Pocus makes me like it, and it makes me get in that spooky mood.
I'm trying to think, are there any other Halloween movies that I watch religiously? No, just Hocus Pocus. That's very strange. I'm not going to lie.
Right. I mean, you know, The Nightmare Before Christmas is obviously more of a Christmas movie,
yes.
but I feel like that can be pulled in. Obviously, it's Halloween Town and Jack Skellington. So I agree. I don't think that that's necessarily a Halloween movie. Outside of that, there's really nothing that I watch on a regular basis outside of Hocus Pocus.
Nightmare Before Christmas. How did I let that go to the wayside? But you're right. That's a Christmas movie. I don't care what people say. That's Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
What do we get with number three?
We've got the MLB playoffs. And, you know, it's awesome. The wild card games were earlier this week. And it's just so incredibly exciting in a sport that's generally, I don't know, maybe I'm going to make some enemies here, not that exciting. But the wild card game, there's nothing like it in sports. The Nationals beat the Brewers 4-3. And then the Rays outlasted the A's 5-1. And now the Athletics have the longest losing streak in winner-take-all games of any professional sport out there. So sad to be a Rays fan. I know my buddy Turner was there, and he's the biggest A's fan that I know, and he's probably pretty sad right now. Sorry, Turner. But that would be playoffs are sick. I mean, I'm obviously very – it's fun to watch. I don't watch a lot of regular season stuff, but games kicking off or hitting off, I guess, this week. We got Cardinals-Braves, Nationals-Dodgers, Rays-Astros are all coming up in the next couple of days. So, yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited. You stoked on this? You big baseball fan?
I'm a big compilation baseball fan. Like, it has to be in a video form. Like, no way can I watch it live. I'm so sorry. I just can't do it.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's a long, drawn-out process. But baseball is also one of those things that, like, it has such an interesting culture that I really appreciate around it. Like, you go to the game early, you got your glove, you have different weird snacks that you eat while you're there that you wouldn't eat in any other situation. And it's just a process, and it's awesome. I don't know. It's a patient game.
You know, it's so funny. I was in Little League, and I love to play baseball, but I can't stand watching it. It's too slow. Like, unless you're involved with it, it is a patient game, and I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I agree. But if you have played it before, like, you have a little bit more of the insight there. But the playoffs are sick, and it, like, you know, it's starting to get a little cold now. You've got the baseball going on. I feel like it's just something that you do with fall.
Absolutely. So what do we get with number two?
We've got Forever 21 and filing for the bankruptcy, which is somewhat misleading because they did file for Chapter 11, but they're not going to completely cease their operations. So right now they have around 800 storefronts. They're going to close about 350 of them worldwide. It's going to cease operations in 40 countries, and it's going to close about 178 stores in the United States. So if you're a big Forever 21 fan, I will say I went to Forever 21 this past year to buy some clothes for Coachella. And man, they've got some sick stuff. So I'm glad that they're not totally going away. Basically, Chapter 11 is just a way for you to consolidate and reorganize your debt. It doesn't mean that you're totally, you know, done and out. So they're restructuring, they're organizing. But people are saying that, like, this is trending. This is more cognizant of a larger trend, which is the fall of potentially fast fashion. So basically that is just saying fashion changing on the retail climate. And it's, like, really quick, and something happens, and it's, you know, it's trendy for a little bit, and then it's done. So people are saying maybe Forever 21 banked on that too much. But I don't know. It's great. I actually hate Forever 21. Like, growing up, had to go there with my girlfriend, and it was just the worst. Trying on clothes there. She was trying on clothes there, and it was just like a prison. But they're not going anywhere. Good enough.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was like, weren't they closing, like, for the past year? I don't know. I thought it was already closed. So when this was trending, I was like, why are we trending again? Isn't Forever 21 already done?
Right. Yeah, that's true. We have talked about them before. I don't know. Maybe it was like they were – I don't remember exactly what they were trending for last time. Maybe they were looking for some sort of a sale. Maybe they were thinking about bankruptcy. Whatever. The Chapter 11 has been officially filed. So – I don't know. You're going to see less stores, but they're still going to be around.
All right. I can live with that. I mean, I never shopped there. So, I mean, I can live with them not being there either.
Yeah, for sure.
What we get with number one?
We've got Jimmy Carter. And I feel like every single time that we have a number one trend that's a person, it's because they died. But we're not talking about a death. We're talking about a life right now. He's still alive. He turned 95 years old this week. He's the oldest living U.S. president. And he's just so sick. Like, he's doing so much cool stuff. He is the 39th longest-lived U.S. president. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He volunteers at Habitat for Humanity. He's building houses in Nashville, Tennessee. He went to an event on Tuesday where he jokingly said there should be an age limit on running for the president. People were saying that they wanted him to run for president again. And it's awesome. He's just such a lively man, even at the age of 95. So it's inspiring.
You're right about that. Whenever I see somebody trending on Twitter or Google Trends, I'm like, are they convicted of something? Did they die? Like, what horrible thing happened? And it was really nice to see that it was just him being kind of awesome.
Totally. I know. It's always like a sad thing, but now it's awesome. And you can also go on to his website, so the Carter Center's website, and you can wish him happy birthday. So if you want to go there, go to Google, search like Carter Center website, and you can send him a message. And there's a lot of nice little messages out there. So you could go and wish him one.
What do we get for the YouTube video of the week?
Stranger Things number 4, the official announcement. So they officially said they're coming back for another season. And it's no surprise. Everybody is so hype on Stranger Things, and for good reason. I love it. I actually haven't watched season 3 yet. I watched season 1, season 2. Maybe Barb's going to come back in season 4. I don't know. She's got to come back sometime because everybody loves her and she's somewhere stuck in the Upside Down. But it's got 7.2 million views and counting. It's going to be great. I mean, I'm fired up. I'm glad that things are still kicking. And yeah, I'm excited.
I'm super excited because now they're not in that little town anymore. They're going out into the world. And does that mean we're going to do like a time skip? I hope there's a time skip. Come on. You got to give me like teenage 11. I think that would be really great.
Oh, interesting. But a time skip with the characters, like they all of a sudden just get older?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, I guess.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Like, I just want it. Does it have to make sense? I want it. Just like Barb. Can't we pretend here, Justin?
That's true. Barb comes back and they're all grandparents.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that's true. They're not Hawkins anymore. They're out and about. They're getting older and they're paying taxes and they're having boring adult lives like what happens to every one of us. They realize it's not that much fun.
And then they thrust themselves into the Upside Down because they're just sick of it. Like, boom.
Right. They're like, dude, I don't want to pay taxes anymore. I'd rather be down there with the Demogorgons. Yeah, sometimes I think that way too, but... Yeah, I don't know. It remains to be seen, but we'll see if there's a time hop or if Barb reemerges.
In all seriousness, I hate these type of videos because stop giving me teasers because I'm going to make up some really weird stuff and just give me the core, right? Like, just stop it. I don't know why they do these.
Sure. Well, we did just make up some weird stuff, so I know. No more teases. Give us the stuff. Does it say when it's coming out?
No.
Like a year?
No, just it was a teaser. That was it. That's why I'm like,
remember.
What is this? It's going to come out tomorrow for all I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, mark your calendar. It's coming out tomorrow. Here, put it here first.
It's not. It's not for people listening. No, it's probably two years
from
now.
No, we're kidding. We're just joshing you.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
So welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.